Now to author and food blogger Tori Hashka, whose latest book, A Suitcase and a Spatula, is her account of adventures in eating around the world. And this time, Tori traverses one of the most ancient markets on the globe.
Marrakesh. To mingle with spices, oranges and donkeys. There were donkeys and dust. And the further we ventured from the centre of the Medina, the more we got lost. We clung on to each other's bags and used the call to prayer as our trail of breadcrumbs to find our way back. Along the way, we got waylaid, browsing for carpets and cushions we couldn't carry and shoes that didn't quite fit. While the streets of Marrakesh reminded me of the bustle of Bangkok, inside our riad it was cool and quiet. For breakfast we ate crepes, a legacy from the French. In the heat of the day, we ate Berber bread with the texture of petrified kitchen sponges and thin links of spicy merguez sausage. We found a sweetness that wound its way through the Jemaa El Fna square. Avocados were being blended with condensed milk and poured into plastic bags for shakes the colour of pistachio gelato. At the end of every cup of mint tea, when weathered men would entice us to buy a carpet, was a lump of sugar. And we were convinced that the orange juice for sale on the square must have been jazzed up with something. It tasted like shots of pure sunshine. Even the savoury dishes we ate on the shaded balconies near the souk were sweet. Prunes and apricots relaxed into bubbling tagines and sugar was present in the pastillas. My favourite of these light pies was made of pigeon. Shreds of dark poultry meat wrapped up with the squish of ground almonds, mysterious notes of spice and squiggles of cooked egg. At the very end, they're dusted, so they more closely resemble confection. At the time, we wondered if it was all too sweet and too much. The days we spent pottering around the Medina of Marrakesh were just four before a bomb went off at the Argana Cafe, killing 17 people, including one British travel writer. Sometimes when remembering a holiday, it can be best to focus on the sweet and the light. This is a menu which allows you to do just that. Invite friends around, eat poultry pies with blistered oranges on cushions on your floor and light candles. Enjoy pale green popsicles and sip mint tea. Add a little more sugar to the bottom of your cup if you think it calls for it. Then reach out and touch the palm of someone you adore.
That's Tori Hashka, food blogger and author.